Nolte, far-left NY Times angry at DeSantis for ignoring fake media like New York Times. By John Nolte on January 11, 2023. Far-left media outlets, like the propaganda rag called the New York Times, are starting to realize Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, is refusing to do business with them, and they are big, heap mad. Assigned to cover the re-election campaign of Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, Miles Cohen, a young ABC News reporter, found himself stymied. The governor would not grant him an interview. Aides barred him from some campaign events and interrupted his conversations with supporters. Aw, is the widdle baby gonna cry now? Get a load of this beauty, emphasis added. Although he courted right-wing podcasters and conservative Fox News hosts, Mr. DeSantis did not grant an extensive interview to a national nonpartisan news organization during his 2022 re-election bid. And he coasted to victory, with Rupert Murdoch's media empire now promoting him as a 2024 contender. The good news is that this common sense appears to be spreading. Mr. DeSantis was not alone. Doug Mastriano, the Republican who ran for governor in Pennsylvania, engaged almost entirely with conservative media outlets. Unlike Mr. DeSantis, Mr. Mastriano lost badly. In Maryland and Wisconsin, reporters covering the Republican candidates for governor were often given no notice for some events, resorting to Eventbrite pages and social media to find a candidate's whereabouts. On a national level, the Republican Party announced last year that it was boycotting the Commission on Presidential Debates, the nonpartisan group that has organized general election debates since 1988. The jig is up, y'all. For over a decade, I've been praising Democrats who refuse to appear on Fox News or allow Fox News to host their primary debates. That's smart politics. Why would a Democrat put themselves in a position that allows their political enemies to interrogate them? For the same reason, the GOP simply must stop doing business with the New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, NPR, PBS, NBC, CNN, ABC, and CBS. The jig is up. Everyone knows how biased, corrupt, dishonest, and violent these news organizations are, and I question the competence and strength of any Republican who goes near them. Are you such a cuck? Do you need the good opinion of people in outlets that hate you, that want to see you physically assaulted? That will target your minor children and aging parents. The New York Times is evil. Good people do not do business with evil. Good people do not hand over their imprimatur to evil. Every time a Republican does business with CNN, that Republican legitimizes evil. This is not okay. This is especially not okay with Republican primary voters. The corporate media wants to destroy the GOP and is willing to encourage a year's worth of riots and their brown shirts in Antifa to make it happen. The corporate media wants to turn America into a fascist state run by sex perverts, and men like DeSantis stand in their way. Allowing yourself to be interrogated by ABC or PBS or NBC is no different than turning yourself over to the DNC. The base cannot trust any Republican who does that to be anything other than a good dog like Ben Sasse or Mitt Romney. Conservatives have now spent 35 years, starting with the late great Rush Limbaugh, building an alternative media infrastructure that makes corrupt and violent gatekeepers like ABC and CNN irrelevant. Republicans no longer need these raging haters to get their message out. Therefore, Republicans can only hurt themselves by doing business with the corporate media. Therefore, any Republican who does do business with these Nazis does not deserve our support. Cry some more, New York Times. DeSantis could grant you and your fellow brown shirts all the access you want, and you will still accuse him of colluding with Russia or something else on this list. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. frame McGough for alleged Paul Pelosi assault narrative. My favorite part of the Times article is this. Representatives of Mr. DeSantis did not return a request for comment. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.